Hi guys, it's Regina Coley, aka the Motivator, Educator, and Cultivator, and welcome to 12 Days of Learning. As we are narrowing down to the end of this year, I wanted to make sure that you guys had access to all of the wonderful learning tools that are available at reginacoley.com, where I help you empower your children, excel in education, and succeed in life. Many of the people that I work with are wearing multiple hats like myself. You are mom, you are wife, you are entrepreneur, you are community leader, you are advocates, you are speakers, authors, writers, coaches. You are always looking for ways to continue to add value to the people that you interact with on a day-to-day basis. And in order to do that, I really do believe that we have to be lifelong learners, as we are consistently looking for ways, information, resources, and tools to add to our toolbox so that we can make sure that we are always pouring from a full cup. And in order to do that, sometimes we have to make sure that we have the information that we need in order to maximize the opportunities to create greater impact and greater influence with the people that have been assigned to us. So over the course of these 12 days, I will be giving you information to access and resources and tools that you can add to your toolbox so that as you are reflecting on the end of this year and starting to make plans for the beginning of next year, if not so much further into the year. I know many of us are very ambitious and driven. Some of you guys are already planning out the very end of your next year and working out your calendar. You are able to kind of incorporate more learning opportunities, more professional and personal development opportunities into your plans. Now, I know that as an entrepreneur, this isn't something that a lot of people are actively doing. And once I recognized that, I wanted to make sure that those resources and those tools were made available and that they're easily digestible. So today we are going to be focusing in on one of the ebooks that I have available on the site called Lead 15 Steps to Becoming a Better Leader. And this guide is really for anyone who is looking to create greater influence and greater impact, no matter what position it is that you hold. Even if you're saying to yourself, I'm a stay-at-home mom, I'm just getting started, or I'm a homeschooler, do I really need a book on leadership? Yes, you do. If you are saying I'm a seasoned entrepreneur, do I really need a book on leadership? Yes, you do. I believe that everybody can become a better leader, and that sometimes it's not necessarily our status that requires us to be able to or need more opportunities to train and develop our skill set, but it's mostly the expectations that you have or the level that you find yourself on with new opportunities for growth and with new experiences, with new people, and new spaces. It may require us to take on a different mentality or mindset. And so one of the things that we really want to be intentional about this year is cultivating the right actions so that we can grow our confidence and learn how to guide other people and be a more effective leader. And so this guide goes into 15 really action-packed steps that will help you to become a stronger leader and to understand leadership in a broader context, and being able to really be a problem solver and help lead and raise other leaders. And I don't necessarily mean raise as in your children, but just help people to rise to the occasion, to set a new standard or to set a new bar and level in your company, in your community, in whatever space it is that you find yourself in. I find that I am a leader wherever it is that I go, and I'm a huge advocate, especially as it relates to children, you all know that, and families, because I don't believe that there are as many leaders and advocates as there were that were as vocal as back in the day. I really look at some of the things that attracted me to the field of education in the first place, and these were people that were not content with the status quo, that really understood the power of community and understood the power of the village mentality and wanted to make sure that our kids flourished, that our families were succeeding, that our families were staying together and were staying connected. So sometimes when I go into schools and I see that there's this extreme focus right now on testing and making sure that our kids have the right types of grades, and I see other components to that puzzle missing, I'm always making sure that I have an opportunity to speak and connect to the right people and offer my services in case they come across and realize later on, wow, you know, that is something that we need, or that's something that we never really thought about. Leaders step up to the occasion and rise to the occasion, and we don't wait for opportunities, we create opportunities. And so sometimes walking in with that level of confidence is a reflection of your competence. It's where are you gifted? Where are your strengths? Where's your education? Where's your expertise lie? And then what are you doing on a day-to-day basis that is really you being a strong leader and an effective leader, where you're going out and letting people know what it is that you do and what services and products or resources or expertise you have available to enhance that community and to add value. And so sometimes we miss the mark with that because we're not always thinking with that type of mentality. And so this guide is one of the beautiful resources that I've made available to you so that you can start to think that way. One of the nuggets that I share inside of this journal, inside of this book, is to keep a leadership journal. And keeping a leadership journal allows you to really look at some of those experiences. Sometimes maybe where you experience something extremely negative, or you've had a really challenging day, and you start to write down and reflect on what are the things that make that day horrible, or what are the things that make that day beautiful. And in writing out some of the things that you have going on in your experiences, you will see opportunity. I do believe that success leaves clues, and I've often looked at what are a lot of the things that people I deem to be successful, what are their habits, what are the things that they are doing. And one of the things that they do is they journal and they reflect at the end of the day. So it has been something that I have started to include as a habit myself, because I wanted to see, where am I missing this opportunity? And it's reflection. When you are just really going through the day-to-day of life, you miss this opportunity to just slow down long enough and think to yourself, what happened today? What was good about today? Because obviously, there's something good in every single day. I mean, you woke up, you were healthy, you were able to get up and step outside, you don't have sickness in your body. So obviously, there are some really amazing things that we experience on a day-to-day basis that some take for granted. But this opportunity to reflect at the end of your day by keeping a journal also allows you to see, like, every couple of days now I've been noticing that people have been crossing my path, or I've been having the same consistent conversation. Maybe I should do something with that. Or I see this opportunity here, as I've been frustrated with continuously seeing this happening in our local schools, or I've been watching news stories and it's always about this. So sometimes when you're journaling, you start to see this synthesis of ideas. And maybe that means that there is an opportunity there for you to create a new product or create a new course or write a new book or a white paper. Whatever it is, you'll begin to see those images and the vision will start to become more prevalent for you when you keep this journal. So this and other tips are included inside of Lead. I hope that you will add this tool to your repertoire. It is available inside of my store and at reginacoley.com. And I do believe that sharing is caring. So I want to make sure that you know that it's available, number one. But number two, if you are a leader, that means that you are definitely interested in creating other leaders. So you're getting around people, you are charging them with this call to excellence and making sure that everybody who's around you gives their absolute best with the one and only life that we've been given. I tell people, YOLO, you know, you only live once. You do. And you might as well make the best of the life that you have available to you by fully utilizing the gifts and talents and expertise and intelligence that you have been gifted and graced with. So make sure that not only you're picking up this copy for yourself, but share it out with your community and make sure that other leaders are aware of this resource as well, so that they can become more effective leaders too, because what concerns you maybe doesn't only concern you, but it also concerns other people that are in your community. So I hope that you will take advantage of this amazing tool, add it to your toolbox this season, and use it to reflect on where you can make some advances and changes as you make preparations for the upcoming year. As always, if you have any questions or there are some things that you would like to share with me as it relates to these 12 Days of Learning series, you can always send me an email, regina@reginacoley.com. I would love to hear from you. All right, take care, be blessed, and I'll see you tomorrow.